Peace be to this congregation as we read from the word of the Lord, from the books of Genesis and Numbers, and from the gospel according to Luke. And Yehovah, God, said to the woman, "Why hast thou done this?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And Yehovah God said to the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed more than every beast, and more than every wild animal of the field. On thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall injure thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Judah, thy brethren shall confess thee. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's son shall bow down to thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He bowed, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not be removed from Judah, and a lawgiver from between his feet, even until Shiloh come, and to him is the obedience of the peoples. And he said, who heard the sayings of God, and who knew the knowledge of the Most High, "I shall see him, but not now. I shall observe him, but not near. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall arise out of Israel, and shall strike the quarters of Moab, and topple all the sons of Sheth." And the angels said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall give birth to a son for thee. And thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth." And Zacharias said to the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am old, and my wife is far advanced in her days." And the angel answering said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the sight of God, and am sent to speak to thee and to announce to thee these good tidings. And behold, thou shalt be silent and not able to speak until the day that these things shall come to pass, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zacharias, and they marveled that he delayed so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they knew that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he beckoned to them and remained dumb. And it came to pass that while they were there, the days were fulfilled that she should bring forth. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For to you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be the sign to you: you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory in the highest to God, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And further from the heavenly doctrine, a selection from the Arcana Celestia, concerning Jehovah, the God of heaven. Jehovah, Yahuwah, the God of heaven, is called the Father from whom he was conceived. Yahuwah, the God of the earth, is called the Son, thus his human essence. The Lord is called Yahuwah, the God of heaven, from his divine that is in the heavens. And he is called the God of the earth from his divine that is on earth. The divine in the heavens is also that which is with man in his internals. But the divine on earth is that which is in his externals. For the internals of man are his heaven, because by them he is conjoined with the angels. But his externals are his earth, for by them he is conjoined with men. Amen. Here end the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.